Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to The Ice Project. Today we are doing a Q&A, got Vintage Jackson behind there. But first of all, this podcast is brought to you by Cali Partner, Northern Beaches. Danny's the best accountant in Sydney, so hit him up. Roll the intro. I can hear it. All right, guys, Q&A. Jackson, let's fucking roll into it.
End goal for all your content with YKTR?
Pretty simple one. I just want to make the most valuable content, period. I want it to be a bit educational. I want it to be based around culture. I want the seamless transition between athletes and sports. So my goal is just to make the best content here in Australia. And I think we're on the right way, so grateful.
Question number two, women's kit. When's that dropping, man?
Yeah, we're designing it. The first theme's going to be called She Knows, and I think we can pull some really cool ideas off the back of it, like She Knows like self-worth, She Knows health. I think those are some really cool things that sort of tie into our brand. We're not going to be like going out making chick stuff. We're just going to be making unisex, but tailored towards girls, if that makes sense. So sent back for second sampling. If I had to put a date on it, I'd say August.
Cool. Main factors that got YKTR rolling early on?
Self-education was the big part of it. Being self-sufficient was the other side of it as well. So if you looked at YKTR very early on, it was sort of very me-orientated. I used to do all the website development. I used to do all the designing of clothes. I'd do all the packing. And by doing so, I was able to sort of minimize costs. I was doing it as a passion as well, so I wasn't getting paid for the first 16 months. So it was kind of fun for me. I look back on now, super hard times, and I'm grateful I went for those experiences. But being self-sufficient, self-education, and it was kind of passion to line and a little bit of fear where I was kind of scared to work for anyone else. So, yeah, I don't know. That was just me.
What about the love life, man?
Yeah, single. Obviously, everyone knows I'm single at the moment, but kind of happily single. And it's not like happily single going out chasing chicks. It's happily single trying to build some pretty cool businesses. So, yeah, not really chasing anything at the moment. Obviously, in and around all the boys and you're the only one that's married here or even close to having a girlfriend. I don't know. It's fun. It's fun being single. It's easy. It allows me to sort of just be me and focus on the things that I want to do and be super selfish with my time. And I think I need to in this little period of my life. So I'm trying to do cool things and it needs all my attention.
I think Scope's close.
Scope's close. If you want a bit of gossip, Scope's pretty close. Chico's got a girlfriend as well. So yeah. We're about half-half at the moment. So
commitment issues. This is one a bit close to my heart, man. Thoughts on people on the resale game, reselling vintage, just a trend or here to stay?
We've talked about this in the past. I don't think it's going anywhere because what we find nostalgic, right, there's always going to be nostalgia somewhere. And instead of us frothing over wrestling t-shirts, I think people start frothing over Pokemon t-shirts or Yu-Gi-Oh t-shirts or whatever. There's always going to be growing ups that have had a childhood and they want to rock stuff that relates back to their childhood. So I don't see it going anywhere. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. You and I had a conversation. I think I was probably...
We had that
conversation. Early on, I was a little bit nervous. Like you started having those conversations with me about scaling and how to scale. And I said, oh, bro, but is this still going to be cool in 6 months' time? And you said, bro, the people that are buying the Jordan stuff now are going to want to buy LeBron shit in 10 years. So yeah. I've always sort of stuck with that. So I don't think it's going anywhere. The whole gentrification of it all, like it just being anywhere. So...
Yeah,
just more kit available is better for me. I don't care. So
it is. It is a little like it's an interesting space right now because I don't feel like anyone's like there's no like Sean Witherspoon here. You know what I mean? Like that could be you one day, but yeah, I don't know. There's no one that's really controlled the market and got the branding behind it. But I know you're in a pretty good position to do it. Yeah, I don't think it's going anywhere. I'm interested to see the what's it called when we just knocked off J. Cole. Like what's that? It is vintage, but it's just like creating your own. That'll be interesting to see how far that space goes.
The bootleg style.
Yeah, very bootleg.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's very hot at the moment.
Purists hate it. Yeah. It's very, but then it makes money. So
it's subjective. Like I consider myself a vintage purist, but I love it. So
yeah.
I'm not married to tags. I'm not married to any of that stuff. Fit, color, nostalgia. That's it for me. So
yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. I don't think it's going anywhere. I think... Vintage, it just looks cool. There's something about time that you can't replicate. So I could try and make a vintage tee with YKTR and run it through all this, but you just can't replicate time, and that's what vintage is, and that's what makes vintage vintage. So
just get the YKTR triangle tee, run it back. That's vintage YKTR. Thoughts on your employees hitting it hard too hard on the weekend?
If I fucking cared, I'd be a fucking hypocrite. So I love getting on the piss. I want my staff to enjoy their weekends and have a good time, because when we work here, we work hard, and it is fun working here. I don't think in the past I've been that good with, like, I'll probably focus a bit more with you coming on, Jackson, and because your wife's here, so I want her to have a good time. But because my work and my friends are kind of integrated, so it never, I'm like, oh, let's all go out to dinner. So I want to make a conscious effort that we have a lot of fun, because I know we've got culture in here already and we all get along, which definitely helps. But I know a lot of businesses like try and enforce that where they go out for dinners and stuff like that. So I do want to be mindful of us doing some cool stuff and celebrating small wins, because I've never really done it in the past. But to get mad at Jackson for getting on the piss, I'd be a fucking hypocrite. As long as they turn up Monday, unless I call work off on Monday. So yeah, fuck it. Do what you want on the weekend.
I'm enjoying it, man, and there's nothing worse than a corporate dinner, so grateful. When does Simi get on the payroll? Hot question at the moment.
Hey, when he earns it. And we've got some interesting news told about him today. I don't know how public you can make it.
He reckons by tomorrow, today or tomorrow, he'll be able to sort of know more and probably start putting it out in the universe.
So yeah. Oh, cool. He's definitely an opportunity there. The thing of like the way – like we talked about me starting a job pretty, I started YKTR. It took me like 60 months to make $1. And like my first pay was like 25 or 30K. And this is when people thought I was killing it. So, but those little time periods are getting smaller and smaller. Then it took me like 2 years to hire Lukey, then a year and a half to hire Jackson, then a month to hire Scope. So that little time frame of me hiring people is getting smaller and smaller, and that window is getting smaller and smaller. So I don't know. There's an opportunity there. Like I talked on – what were we doing? I talked on Inside YKTR. The next guy I want is a vlogger. Fuck, if he just focused on vlogging, I'd probably hire him. So who knows?
Best way to come up with capital when starting a business that requires machinery?
Yeah, machinery is like, I talked to a lot of people like this, but that's a hard one, because like there's a lot of businesses that are capital intensive very early on, and that's one of them as well. So there's a couple options that you can have. One is save, work hard and save up, and that way you don't have to get let go of equity. Two, get a business partner that does actually have money. Make sure that business partnership is solid and everyone knows what they're doing. If someone's capital, if someone's investing and they want 50% equity, but you don't have the money to do so, you're going to have to carry your weight in some other way, shape or form. You can't start a business without money or those types of businesses. And the third one is get a loan. That way you're owing money to a bank, but you control equity as well. So if you know what you're doing, like all three of those are really good options, all have pros and cons. It's just what you want to do. And we went through a process of potentially selling part of YKTR, and the fact that I would have had to answer to someone at this point of our thing, it was off-putting for me. I don't really, wouldn't have cared how much money he threw at us. I'm like, fuck that. So it depends what you want. If you get a perfect business partner that's got capital that lets you do your thing and you're able to show the results off the back of it, go that way. If you want to back yourself, go through a bank, but just understand what that looks like and how much you have to pay back, and do you have enough assets that the bank are going to – they probably won't even give you a loan within the 2 years. Save, find a business partner, pros and cons.
Here we go. Back into pros and cons. Thoughts on traveling solo, pros and
love
cons.
Love it. It's one of my favorite things to do. I pump out a fuckload of content, so a lot of people think I'm extroverted, and obviously when I get on the piss, I don't mind hanging around people, but I love hanging out on my own as well. So, and traveling on your own is super fun because it forces you to go out of your comfort zone and do stuff. A lot of the time when I travel on my own, I've been vlogging though, so I sort of feel like someone else is there, which sounds fucking weird. But yeah, like I was like, oh shit, I'm going to go have to make some food content today. So I'll drag the camera around and feel like you're talking to someone. But yeah, I don't know. It's cool. Wouldn't be for everyone because – but like I've been in Korea and gone nights out on my own, and I just walk up to a bar, have a drink, meet some random person, and they're like they're from around there. No, there's always an interlink somewhere. Like, oh, I'm from New Zealand too. Like, yeah, cool, let's hang out.
There's a Kiwi in every pub, man.
Yeah, fucking know if there is. There's so many, eh?
We're everywhere, baby. Thoughts on borrowing money to start a business? You sort of touched on it before with the machinery question.
Yeah, just be careful. Be careful. I know a lot of people. They're like, oh. Like if I had money, I could do this. Like a lot of the times, a lot of those things don't work out. And if you do borrow money from someone, and when you say borrow, when I feel like I'm hearing that question, I feel like that's coming from a family member. Just realize that relationship changes straight away. Like you owe that person money, even if they're mum, your dad. Like just be careful. Be careful. Save some money. Get a second job. Side hustle. Like side hustle is my thing. Multiple streams of revenue are my thing. Saving money is my thing at the moment because it allows you to do when opportunities come and you've got capital, you can exploit those opportunities. And Yeah, that's my opinion.
If you want to hear Isaac sort of expand on that question, him and Jade touched on it on Soundboard that we dropped yesterday as well. Very interesting chat with Jade, who's obviously...
So Jade's smarter than
she's
me.
She's smart.
Yeah, so people are like, oh, she's like, nah, Jade's fucking smarter than me. So I just ask questions and she talks. So get onto that content. It's really, really good.
Sorry, I've lost my place. Here we go. How many staff do you want at YKTR/YKTR Sports in 2 years' time?
I read a book called Small Giants, which sort of talks about businesses that could have scaled but never really did. And I think I want to be those. So I remember when I used to hang around with Pip Edwards and walk into her office and she's got like 30 and 50 staff. I'm like, fuck, what does everyone do? So for me, I'd rather have like who knows? When you've got a media company, you're going to have to scale up. And even it's got to the point now where Jackson's come on, like freed up my time. If we get a full-time vlogger, if we get a full-time designer, like I can see the benefits in those, but I just want to scale up for the sake of scaling up for no reason. I'd rather have a small team that's like super tight, and I'd rather pay Jackson more, and Lukey gets paid more, and Scope gets paid more. I'd rather work that way. But they're going to have to work harder. But I think that's just a cooler way to do it. Because once you get to about 12 people, it's like, then it kind of splits, eh? I'm just guessing.
Mate, I've been in a office that had 380 people. No idea what any company did.
Yeah.
I've got no idea what they did. And there's no community. There's no, like, again, I'm throwing back to the Soundboard podcast, but when you and Jade spoke about culture, like, she would take someone who's the right cultural fit over the PhD student.
Oh, fucking
same thing goes with like quantity. You'd rather have less quality Swiss Army knife like Lukey than like Luke can do 1,000 things, but one Luke is way more valuable than having 1,000.
Oh, of course,
people doing one job. So
yeah, and there's that old saying like specialization is only talent towards insects these days. So if you look at a lot of old jobs, like my mum and dad's job, like they'll go to work and they've got like one job and they just do that repeatedly over and over. Where like the world moves so quick and we're in a content, like I need people that can wear multiple hats and do different things. So, but to answer your question, in 2 years' time, I'd scope. I reckon I can handle like another 3 or another 4 or 5, but that I'd want 2 content creators, 2 vloggers, a designer, and then just I'd probably subcontract talent from here on out where they necessarily wouldn't be on the payroll, but they can get kicked back somehow. So what are we at now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 10.
You'd rather have a gun 9 slide than the touring squad of 30.
Yeah, fucking no. Oh, like say 10 max, and then anyone that comes under us that's talent, they're not really, they're talent, they're not staff, so 10.
Switching careers, thoughts on switching careers in your 30s to chase happiness, but losing out on the big salary.
Yeah, but this is funny. I was at a birthday party on Friday, and I know this guy, he's a friend of mine, and he's sort of talking about the same thing. He goes, he's got to this point in his banking role where he's at like this right amount of money, and he goes, fuck, I feel trapped. And he goes, there's only one other spot above me, and most people don't get that to their 50s. And he's a young dude. He's worked his way up the corporate ladder, but he fucking feels trapped. And he's going to me like, what should I do? What should I do? And I was like, bro, I don't know. Like, do you have savings? I go, yeah. He goes, how long for? And he goes, oh, a couple years. I'm like, well, do you know what you want to do? He goes, nah. I was like, bro, stay in your job until you know what you want to do and then transition outside of it. So, man, it's hard. It's like there's, I don't know your circumstance, but to sort of sum it up, I feel like chasing happiness is always going to be a cool thing. And like you, if you're asking this question, you obviously want to change. So if you got the capital behind you to do it, if you got 18 months worth of savings, if you've got a supportive partner that understands your journey, if you have no kids, that's an even better time to sort of have a crack. But like, from someone who's sitting in the spot right now, who's fucking excited to get up every morning, who loves driving to work, who loves being at work, who loves going home from work, man, if you get to this point where like you got the perfect lifestyle that's tailored in and around you, it's a cool spot to be.
Mate, that's exactly what happened with me. So I was supportive partner, no kids, got told that there was a ceiling on my earnings, felt trapped, chased happiness, loving it. So
yeah. And like there's growth, like there's room for growth here. There's always going to be room for growth. So I would if you got the right, like, don't hit me up if you're homeless. And
you told me to quit my job. Last one, bit of a giggle. If your house is burning down, which one YKTR member are you saving? You can't take Mello, okay?
Oh, no, you can't. That's not the question, because I was going to say fucking Mello straight away. Right now, employee of the month, Lukey.
Of course. I'd say.
Sorry, Jackson. Well. We'll come to your funeral. Play right, some bro. David Dallas on the way out. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Later.